We're not alive, Christian, to prove points.
Yeah.
We're not alive to prove we're right. Yeah. But sometimes we're downright wrong. Oh, yes, we are. We're wrong. I'm just wrong at times. I just make mistakes at times. I just fail at times. You know, in one of the sentences I put in my book that we finished this last week, see, church life isn't about perfect people acting perfectly. Church life is how we treat one another, no matter how we act. That's church life. Because anyone can treat someone who's nice and right the right way, including lost people. But it's when you're in trouble, Jan. It's when you really made a mistake, David. It's when you're really doing something dumb, Tom. It's when you've got a bad attitude, Mrs. Price. And by the way, I'm not nailing anyone. I'm just giving examples. And how we treat you then, that's it. Now are we going to become violent like the devil?
Yeah.
Are we now going to become forceful like the devil? Are we now going to make you suffer like the devil?
Right.
Do you see the point here?
Yeah.
Or are we going to be mighty in God and say, well, God's a God of loving kindness, tender mercies. He's full of grace and love. And therefore, I will come to you in the name of the Lord and I shall triumph over this evil. I shall triumph over this wrongdoing, and I'll be a blessing to you. My goal is to restore you, Jan. My goal isn't even to look at what you've done, nor to even repeat it, but to help you out of it. That's what I'm alive for. That's what we're all here for. That's Christianity.
Amen.
We serve God in a triumphant kingdom. We serve God in a triumphant kingdom. Finally, I want to go to Ephesians chapter 4, where I will end. And this is quite interesting. I think David and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I think. Well, young David. But Ephesians chapter 4, we will end here. Isn't this a blessing?
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 4. Come on, here's an important verse. Some important verses in Ephesians chapter 4. We'll go through 25 through 27. Therefore, putting away lying. Come on, tell the truth. Each one speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Look, we're members of one another, folks. As Christians, we belong to each other. You're a member of me, I'm a member of you. When we're Christians. It shows you how we should treat each other, doesn't it? I'm a member of you, Tom. We're members of Christ. See, there's no such thing as an invisible body of Christ. The mystery of Ephesians is that we are somehow a member of Christ in heaven, a part of his body. Which means, Jonathan, you and I are members of the same body, buddy. That's a beautiful thing. Now I'm going to treat you that way. Therefore, he says in verse 26 of Ephesians 4, be angry, but don't you sin. In other words, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier on. Jesus didn't sin when he scourged the temple and threw out the money changers and turned their table upside down and hit them with whips. And then he said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Isn't that something? And don't give place to the devil. You see, if you let the sun go down on your wrath, you're going to give the devil some space. You have no right carrying a grudge beyond sunset. If you do, then don't you be upset if you get a headache. Don't you get upset if you've got an attitude. Don't you get upset if you've got your stomach in knots. Don't you get upset if you can't sleep. Don't you get upset if you've got if you've got nightmares. Don't you get upset if you get all kinds of weird stuff coming out of your life and you've been holding this thing, this attitude you've had for 6 years. Can you, hey, listen to what I just said. If God said, don't let the sun set on your bad attitude, what do you think has happened to you after 25 years of that sorry attitude you've had, that unforgiveness you've had in your heart, that bitterness you've had in your heart, that grudge you've had in your heart, that anger that has been cooking in you for decades?